The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Sonny DeMarello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratus action is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rock.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened
to the toilet?
See, they do float.
Look at that. I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rockin'.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right, we are back with Total Divas. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're going to be talking all about Season 3, Episode 5, and if this week is anything like last week, Holy Naked Rosa.
Holy Naked Rosa for sure, because we're going to get down to some serious issues, gang violence, gang drama.
And just regular drama, because, you know, it's a little something for everybody. But we'll tell you all about it after the break right here on WildTalkRadio.com. There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost in Jarvis! That's Jason Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out of here!
To the shocking moments.
Can't you haven't figured it out yet? What I do better than anybody is adapt. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins down hit the Sons of Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
See, I just can't stand.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
That really move I said chill.
Cause now I'm back, back, back on top of the world.
And we're back at season 3, episode 5, intros in. We're seeing, you know, Cameron's journey and her deciding to go back to NXT. And basically them telling her that she's not going to be a diva anymore. Of course, Brian finding out he has to have surgery. Why is there money on the bulletin board?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but we are in San Diego, California with Nikki, I would bet. Yep. And Brie. Actually, I think those are Sea Lions girls.
This is the life. You know, out smelling seal shit.
Good Lord, Nikki! I mean, Jesus!
Apparently it smells like a vagina. Because they compare vaginas to shit.
And now they're asking if seals are fish. Okay, number one, they're sea lions. And number two, no, they are not fish. They're mammals. Oh my Jesus. Oh God. Nikki's boobs are about to come flying out of that dress.
Nikki's boobs are coming out of the dress, and they're trying to figure out mammals and fish, and...
Like, we're about to have a wardrobe malfunction in the middle of this restaurant. I mean, good Lord.
Pretty much, yeah.
Gotta button those big boys up a little bit.
It's Nikki. She doesn't.
And now we see Brie and Brian. They're driving around. It's hot.
Looks like he's going to therapy, or coming from therapy. He's very exhausted from the therapies. His body's in bad shape. Long recovery for Daniel Bryan, as we've been documenting for weeks now.
And, well, she just wants to make sure she takes good care of him and that he comes back 100%.
Because John Cena's, you know, a superhuman.
And they're going to acupuncture.
Because blood heals everything inside your body.
Oh, God, we're about to see needles. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Brie has no patience, while Daniel Bryan, on the other hand, is getting needles plucked into him. They like to do things all natural. They believe your body should, you know, rely on healing itself.
Which is great. Except, you know, when you need surgery for things. And then medicine. Medicine is awesome.
Just, you know.
Pointing that out.
That's why it was invented. Now we're with Eva and Jonathan in a car. Apparently there's a home invasion a couple miles away from them. Someone got robbed.
Oh my God, he wants to get a gun.
He wants to get a gun. Her response is, we should move. She wants no part of the home protection.
No, that's why you get better home insurance.
Now he wants her to go shoot a gun before she makes up her mind about a gun.
I love how he wants a gun and he's using home protection as a way to get it. Like, that's just awesome.
Now we're with John and Nikki doing what John Cena does best, training. Nikki needs to get her rod out. And, you know, John Cena's, you know, so does he. And we see some weightlifting.
Wow, John, way to be supportive.
Yeah, what's even wrong with him anymore? Is it left or right? He's lost more feeling in his arm.
Basically, John thinks Brian's approach is kind of stupid.
Yeah. Now John Cena is talking about how he was back in 4 weeks after the next surgery and how superhuman he is.
Yeah, John, that's you, though. You're also the guy that delayed getting your arm fixed for, what, how many months?
Right.
And you had a softball on it.
Yeah. So, we're with Eva and Cameron.
I guess they kissed and made up.
Apparently so. Wow, she's some battle bruises. Since she's back, been down the next season doing some training.
Hey, it's Bailey!
It's Bailey! Woohoo! Hug life. Hashtag. And they're all happy to be together. Cameron's mom's calling. She seems very stressed. Apparently, Ariane's brother is out of control. He's leaving school, not answering his phone.
And he's run away a couple times.
He's 15 years old. His name's Quentin. He's going down the wrong path.
Basically, Mama's asking Big Sister to step in and knock her little brother back in line, as it were.
To get him back on the right path. So she's thinking about she has to go back to L.A. to handle her brother's situation.
Well, at least, you know, you're in NXT and it's easier for you to go than if you're on the road.
Right. No, even though I think she's still on the road at this point.
Maybe. But we are at Monday Night Raw with Nikki Bella and, well, the three-way match. The three-on-one.
The famous three-on-one handicap match.
And, oh, look, it's Bray.
She's back! Hi, Lindsay! See? Hi, Lindsay, just give you a shout-out.
No.
Oh, look who it is. It's Stephanie McMahon. Oh, look, it's the quitter, Brie Bella. Her dream, Brie's dream, was to work with Stephanie, and, you know, they told her that years ago she'd work with her, so you'd be crazy. I'd love this angle.
This was such a great angle. This really was.
Stephanie was awesome in this. Brie played, and this is where Brie called her a bitch, which she never heard again on WWE TV, but I love Stephanie taunting her. Steph was awesome in this little angle.
Steph plays her role to perfection. She really, really does.
So we're backstage with the Bellas. They're watching a little TV with John Cena on it.
And now they're talking about Brian, his condition.
Oh my god. Anyway.
They're arguing over the pronunciation of the word.
Yeah. Brian doesn't want any more surgery. Nikki's like, time is money. The more shows you miss, the more you're forgotten.
And in Brian's case especially, they're looking for that next fan favorite, and they could move on without him. They already kind of have.
Nikki Bree's like, surgery is like a band-aid in like 20 years. You know what you feel like, but you know, this way, you'll be fine. Bree's like, you're a pointless person to have a conversation with because, you know, you keep interrupting me. Nikki's like, what if this doesn't work?
She's kind of right.
She is, and so far they ruled out surgery, supposedly. As we're seeing, they've ruled it out this way because he can think he can rehab, but we'll know soon, but it's...
Okay, well, as we head to break, we kind of need to talk about all of that.
Alright, so where do you want to start?
You know, honestly, I think we do need to kind of talk about Brian a little bit and really this whole deal with, you know, him and making the decision really to go the more natural route. Which there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, really, I almost want to just talk about Bree's comment of, well, it's putting a Band-Aid on it. No, it's not. Surgery isn't putting a Band-Aid on something. What Brian's doing right now is actually putting the Band-Aid on something. Because he's trying to rehab it without getting surgery done. Usually when they do surgery, it is to definitively fix the problem. Now, if the problem happens again based on what you're doing in your everyday life, they can't prevent that. They basically tell you, once you have surgery, particularly on something like your neck, don't do what you're doing anymore to prevent further injury. But obviously, you know, it's your choice. So for her to say, oh, well, you know, him getting surgery on the ligaments in his neck is really just a Band-Aid. No, it's not.
Well, here's my argument to this. Depending on the surgery you get. Look at a guy like Kurt Angle. How many neck surgeries he's had? A dozen. He keeps getting neck surgeries because he does the quick, simple Band-Aid approach. When you do full-on neck surgery, you're healed. And at this point, Daniel Bryan should go that route. Whether he's out 6 months, he should. It's 6 months now, not worrying that you may lose strength again. Because that's the problem with this whole thing. If he heals himself, he'll lose strength again, and then he's kind of screwed.
Here's the thing. It's 6 months now versus your career ending much sooner than you think later. And we've cited this before. You look at a guy like Edge, because he is an unfortunate great example for this type of situation where he had the neck fusion surgery done. He had it done a couple times, I believe he's had neck surgery, and he lost the feeling in his arms. And he was getting to the point where he no longer had the strength in his arms, and he made the choice to walk away before he fully lost the capability to use his arms.
Right, and he's able to function in everyday life now because he's no longer putting stress on his neck.
And it's something of...
Surgery worked for him, but he went back to the competition sport. If he didn't ever went back, he would have had a perfectly healthy life.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying is, you know, you can get surgery done and it will fix the problem, but if you go back and you do the same thing again and you re-injure it, there's nothing the doctors can do about that except go in and operate. So saying that it's a Band-Aid, that's not 100% accurate. And it's something of, like, I understand that they want to go the natural route. They don't want to be popping pills. They don't want to be doing that. And that's fine. That's great. I can support that. But if it's something of, if it's going to fix you, if it's going to take away the pain that much faster, then why would you delay it? I guess I don't understand that. If it's like boo medicine until you absolutely need it and then yay medicine. Cause you know, it's obvious that he probably was trying to rehab his neck the natural way before they had to have the surgery. I would almost bet that was going on.
It sounds like he was doing everything else to, you know, help get strength in his neck again and just sort of...
And it didn't work, and he had to have surgery on it, and now that he's having the surgery, he's trying to go back and do the natural thing again when the doctors are telling him, this is what you need to do. Here's the thing. If a doctor is telling you you need to do something, you need to take a little bit more notice. Because, yeah, nobody knows your body better than you, but nobody knows the human body really better than a doctor.
Right.
Just, you know, pointing that out and they say, this is going to fix it, then maybe you need to listen to them just a little bit. Because, you know, it's like Nikki points out, you know, with Brian not working, he's not making any money. More or less. You know, I think they get paid up to a certain point when they're off the road, and then once that runs out, then they're sitting at home not getting paid. Because I think Batista outlined that in his book once when he got hurt, was they get their guarantee up until a certain
point. They get their downside guarantee and whatever royalties they make. They get all their money. But if you're not on TV, you're not selling new merch, so you're losing out royalties there. You're not on the new pay-per-view, so you're losing out pay-per-view bonuses. You're losing all the bonuses you would accumulate over the course of the time you're not on the shows.
Right, and so it's something of, it's like if you know, the goal is for you to get back to TV and the goal is for you to continue to work, then I don't understand why you wouldn't push to get back to TV that much quicker. Especially with, like I mentioned, WWE is looking for that breakout star, that next breakout star. And they were building Brian really to that point when he got hurt. And now with the split of the Shield, you have Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Dean Ambrose in competition for that spot. They're breaking up the Wyatt family, potentially. So you have Luke Harper and Bray Wyatt potentially competing for that spot. I love you, Eric, but no. And so it's like when Brian comes back, the spot that he had may be gone. And he may never be able to get back to the level he was at again.
Right, because in his mind, he left as number two, and when he comes back, he could be four or five or six.
And it's like the fans are the ones that got him there, and I'm sure the fans could get him back there if they really want to. But here's the thing, if you distract the fans with somebody else, and then you come back, they may not have the same response. Because what built Brian was really the adversity storyline going against the Authority, and now he's beaten the Authority, he's won, he's gotten the titles, and then he had to relinquish them because of the injuries.
So it's to a point where, you know, can he get back to where he once was? So that's the big question.
That's the $64,000 question. As we come back from break and we're in Orlando.
Hey, Orlando.
And, well, we're at a gun club.
Hey, hey, hey.
And, well, it looks like we're going shooting, y'all.
We're at the gun range. Yeah. She's not feeling it. The guy's like, don't shoot anything you're not supposed to. And then she looks at her you know, soon
like each other. Oh, my God. She's getting the heavy artillery. Jesus.
They're going right for it. It's super intense. It's scary. Don't they start with, like, a pistol?
Apparently not. She's just going right up to the assault rifles.
Yeah, the M15 and stuff like that. What the hell happened? I didn't understand.
Basically, he's kind of trying to trick her into getting a gun, and so...
Well, she killed the zombie.
Got to work on your group in there, Ava. Just a little bit, you know.
Now we're at Phoenix with Brian and Brie. Brian pulls out the chair for her, and she didn't even realize.
He's trying to be all gentlemanly.
Uh-huh. Cheers to having a great wife.
They just called him ladies.
It's because his hair's so pretty. He had a jolt down his hand as he was trying to eat. Pick up his fork. That was kind of scary.
That was kind of scary. I mean, you can tell it's...
Yeah, he's very uncomfortable. That was not,
That's not a good sign.
No, and that's not playing it up for TV either.
No.
It's Glitty! We haven't seen Glitty in forever.
And she's home, she's back in L.A.
Vinner.
Basically, she's all business. We gotta check up on my brother, man. Come on, let's go.
Let's go, let's boogie. And then they're going to her mother's hair salon, where she works. She's very stressed about her son. She's had it with her brother. She owns a hair salon, apparently, and she can't, like, lock up and leave. She has to stay and, you know, work. They're telling them where they could find them. So that's where they're going now. But we're back in Phoenix before we get to more with the brother. We're in Phoenix with Josie and the Brian Danielson sons.
I guess they're getting the work on the house done because they're still in the townhouse.
Yeah, they haven't moved in yet, I don't think. Brian's like, he's had so many tests, they can't give him any solid answers. Brie wants Brian to be fixed soon, and, you know, wants to see all the options, and, you know, the smart approach, get fixed.
Basically, she's making him go to a doctor.
Get fixed. Go at least see the TV doctor. Now, Cameron or Arion and Vinny are rolling up, trying to find the brother. And amazing, they're all sitting on the curb together. As they're rolling up.
Vinny's like, don't make a scene. Please don't make a scene.
So before they got there, they decided to change. He's like, that's not a big deal. Her phone's dead. You know, you're supposed to go home after school. You're supposed to hang out with your friends. You're supposed to go home after school. He's giving her attitude. She doesn't like it. She's very angry at her brother.
And one of the kids is hiding something.
Oh, bringing up the she could die of a heart attack because of all the stress you're putting on her.
He's like, you're being overdramatic.
And she is. Da-da-da-da!
And it's a bong.
It's from the bong! And no one's fessing up to whose it is, and well, you know, what's she gonna do?
She broke the bong.
She breaks the bong. Somewhere, Subway cried.
Somewhere, Rob cried.
Somewhere, Rob cried, too.
So, as we go to break...
Where do you wanna...
I don't even know. Yay for Brian being convinced to go see the doc at least at TV and deal with the pain. Because, yeah, that was kind of scary.
Let's just talk about that. Because that's...
That wasn't played up for TV. That was legit.
Again, we've been talking about for months on the rack. Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern now.
OwlTalkRadio.com,
TheRackRadioShow.com. But, I've lost feeling in my hands once or twice. You just do. It's normal. You lay in your arm a certain way. You want to gain feeling. You get the pins in your feet or in your hands or whatever. And it's kind of scary for a minute.
It is.
But when you pick up something and you have a jolt down your arm and you're like, oh.
Yeah, it's something when your whole arm jumps or like you're laying in bed sometimes and like all your nerves jump at once and your body just jumps and you don't have any control over it. It's, you know, it can be a scary thing. And for him, it's something of, I think he's probably really stressed over it, obviously, because he doesn't know if he's going to get better or not. And it's something of, it's not a muscle. It's a nerve.
Right. And
and that's a scary thing.
Yeah, and they haven't given him any answer. Like, there's talk of surgery, but again, he's seen so many doctors, and they don't know what the actual problem is. It's just nerves, and when nerves go bad, you're kind of screwed, and you only, you can relieve it with surgery, or you can, hopefully, they regenerate and they get better. And, you know, surgery is, again, the best option, usually when it comes to that. And, again, to Bree's point earlier, it may be just a Band-Aid, but... Right now, that's the Band-Aid you need.
it's either going to be a Band-Aid or it's going to fix it, or it's not going to fix it. And, you know, it's, but they need to figure out what it is, and they need to figure out how to fix it as best they can. Because obviously what he's doing right now in terms of, you know, the natural approach isn't working. Because he's still having continued problems.
Right, and if he were to get back in the ring and he loses feeling, that puts himself in jeopardy, puts his opponent in jeopardy. And you don't
Yeah, it's not a good thing.
No, it's not.
But we also need to talk about, which I'm sure we're going to get into more, Arion and the Bong.
I don't even know what to say.
One, it's kind of really staged for TV, like you can tell. It's
Yeah, that's why I really don't know what to say. It's one, she rolled up in a different outfit. He wants.
Well, one, it's probably a different day.
Consistency would have been nice a little bit. But point being is, yeah, this one's clearly, like, I know what they're trying to do on this one. They're trying to clearly show you, you know, try and tell a story. Give you the nice, wholesome message.
Right.
That's what this is. This is the story where they pick the subject and they want to tell you about, here's what you do in this certain situation.
Although, and this isn't a shot at her, but her saying, well, I'm taking a break from my career, you know, to come see you. It's like, that's kind of like a dick thing to say. Be like, you know what? No. Mom called me. She said you're being a little twit. I came home to deal with you because you're going to make her keel over from a heart attack.
Yeah. There was that point.
It's just like, I'm taking a break from my career where I'm supposed to be training. It's like,
okay.
I mean, like, I would even say that. It's like, you know what? Mom called me, and she insisted I come out here. So, you know what? I came out here to deal with you. That's why I'm here.
Right, and probably, he didn't even probably realize she was in Florida at this point.
No, he probably didn't even know
where she was. She thought, oh, just
where
up.
She was.
Yeah, so.
It's like, you know what? I'd be like, you know what? I flew in because Mom called. That's
why I flew cross country to come to deal with this.
Right. And as we come back from break, speaking of that, we get more of Cameron with the Bong.
Hey, she breaks the Bong and tears are shed in Atlanta and Florida.
And they have been using it because there's water in it.
Yep. And now she's pushing him around. But he's like, what's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you, man?
Basically, he's being a 15-year-old. He's being a 15-year-old.
Yep. Now we're back in Tampa. Apparently, Jonathan has to pay like a racehorse and he's hungry.
And they're talking about guns. Basically, he really, really, really wants a gun.
She's all negative on the gun. Really? Really, Jonathan?
Really, dude?
Why do you hate America?
She just told him to go buy a super soaker.
Well done, Eva. Well done. Now we're back in Los Angeles.
Quentin's hanging with them, and there's Arion's mom.
It's time for a family talk. They're like, the females of the bunch are like, why are you hanging around these people to do stupid stuff? And, you know, he has no response. You know, he's being a follower, not a leader, apparently.
He so doesn't give a shit right now.
Yeah, he's a typical 15-year-old, doesn't give a crap. He just gets up and walks away. And they're like, it's pretty much like talking to a brick wall. Yup.
Welcome to parenting.
Yup.
And we're back in Tampa.
Yup.
With Eva. She wants him to get her luggage.
She doesn't even know where she's been. It's been a while. And she walks in and finds a gun. I picked it up the other day, babe. You know, that sort of thing. It's for home security. His brother's in the military, and, you know, if you were really worried about my safety, you would have actually asked about it. She doesn't want it. It's a big fucking deal to her, and, you know, she's not cool with it, and, you know, she's, you know, walking out, kind of, and we're going to Money in the Bank. Hey, we saw a new show. Hey, it's John Cena. Hey, it's Daniel Bryan and Brie. He made it to the Money in the Bank. How about that? Who knew that? Guess he did. Oh, yeah, he did, because he did the pre-show thing. That's right. Hey, it's Holy Naked Rosa.
Holy Naked Rosa's boobs. Huh. She shredded her shirt, and the photographer's like, what the hell?
We gotta be careful about covering up your, you know, your naked boobs.
Basically, they want a wardrobe malfunction.
Because her boobs are hanging out, and they keep falling out.
Yeah, honey, this isn't the Attitude Era anymore. You gotta keep them in.
Holy Naked Rosa. And now we're Daniel Bryan's getting tested by the doc. He's getting tingling in his arm. The doctor's checking on him. She was explaining to the doctor. Now he's like reluctantly explaining to the doctor where the pain is. She loses out on cuddle time.
And basically they're recommending surgery.
He said a lot of fancy words and then surgery. Oh.
Oh my Jesus, things are about to get... Whoa!
Whoa, dude.
Things are about to get interesting. Okay, so I think it's time we talk about this. Just because, yeah, it needs to be addressed. Jonathan and the Gun. Because you can tell that they've shot this, kind of, and they're playing this in reverse.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why I tell this is the shoulder tattoo, y'all. Because it's done when they go to the range, but it's not done when he buys the gun.
Yeah.
Just pointing that out.
Yeah. Consistency.
Get him to wear a shirt. So.
Things you pick up when you watch a lot of TV.
Well, it's not even that. It's he has a full color sleeve tattoo, so you see the hole in the sleeve where it's not done, and it's very apparent.
I know.
And then the when you see the spot again, it's finished. So they're having the conversation about still getting a gun and going to the gun range after the tattoo's been finished, but yet the gun is in the house before the tattoo is finished.
Yeah.
So clearly, and he may have bought the gun without her permission, and she was genuinely pissed. Because if you notice in the confessional, she's going, well, he should have talked to me about this first. But the way that they're airing this on TV is, well, technically he did. You know, y'all went to a gun range, y'all did this, but, you know, you're getting pissed off, obviously, because, you know, you said no and he brought it in the house anyway. So I think what may have happened is he bought the gun, he didn't talk to her about it, and now they're trying to make it look like he did.
Yeah.
By having them go to the gun range and her say no and all these different things.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it just, I just have to point that out because it's been bothering me now for like the last couple breaks. But, you know, it's.
But the main issue is still the gun idea. And her not wanting a gun and she doesn't feel safe with a gun and that sort of thing. That's the general idea behind it, besides all the flaws we find in the taping of it.
Well, the thing is he's saying that he wants it exclusively for home safety, which there is nothing wrong with that. Personally, I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe everybody should be able to own a gun if they want to. What can get dangerous is if you have people that don't necessarily know how to handle guns, and he apparently has some experience with it. He's been through gun safety. He has a brother in the military. He understands how to go to a gun range, all that kind of stuff. So he obviously knows how to handle a gun and understands gun safety, which is good. But, you know, basically he wants it for home protection because there was a home invasion. Here's the thing about the home invasions. Typically, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to break in the house with you home. Trust me, I've been robbed. I know how this goes, okay? If they're going to rob you, They're going to pick up on your pattern. They're going to figure out when you're not there, when you're not home.
Then they'll strike.
And then they'll strike.
Yeah, because that's the smart way to do it.
And if you have the gun in the house, guess what? They're going to steal the gun.
Yeah.
just pointing that out, along with all the rest of your shit. But it's like he's basically saying, oh, you know, I want to get the gun to keep you safe. Well, she's gone all the time. She is.
Yeah.
If she's on the road, she's traveling, so he's there pretty much by himself, and, you know, that's the justification. Oh, I want to get it to keep you safe. Well, then give it to her so she can travel with it, because otherwise it's not going to do her any good, because right. She's never there.
Right, and she really can't travel with it either.
No, she really can't. Well, she could. There are ways, but it's a pain in the ass. But she can't carry it on the plane. She'd have to check it in her luggage and get a safe for it, and... Oh, or
that's just
not a safe, but
a thing and a thing for that.
Case. Yeah, it's a thing on top of a thing, which is a hassle and it's a pain in the ass. And it's not good for it. But, you know, basically that's his justification and that's his reasoning. And she's like, well, no, I don't want it. And I think it's more than just home security. I think it's probably something of...
He wants it for recreation as well.
He wants it for recreation as well because they weren't looking at handguns. They were looking at semi-automatics and automatic assault rifles. That's what they were having her shoot at the range. Mm-hmm. And he's basically like, well, she's not sure if she wants a handgun or if she wants a larger gun. And she's like, wait, what?
I want zero. I want a super soaker.
Yeah, she's basically like, no, I don't want it. And so he wants it for recreational purposes, probably to go out shooting with his friends, which, again, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. But she doesn't want it in the house. And he's got it in this little dinky glass case, too. It's like, dude, put it in a safe. The very least, if you're going to get a gun and you're going to have a gun, get a safe for it and put it in a safe. Right. I'm not talking about you have to get a big-ass gun safe, but at least get, like, a small floor safe if you have to keep the gun in it, to lock it up.
Right, this was just laying on the bed, it seemed like.
It was in a glass box on the bed, which somebody could very easily break the glass and get the gun. Like, the very least you put it, you get, you know, some kind of something other than what he had it in, a protective box, like a gun box of some kind, or you get a safe and you put it in a safe, or for larger weapons, you actually do invest in a gun safe, because that's proper home safety. Because here's the thing, if somebody does break into your house to steal your crap and you have guns and they're locked up in your gun safe or any other kind of safe, they can't get to them. And odds are they're not going to take the safe because it's too damn heavy.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, as we come back from break, just some general observations on that. As we're in Boston.
Boston. Some sort of medical damage he has in his arm. He has, like, a nerve damage. Say it.
Bree, it's not normal. That's not normal, honey.
It's a quick, easy surgery, what he's going to get. They're talking about going in through the elbow, which we've talked about before. He's like, all we have to do is wait for the skin to heal. That's all the surgery would be. It's a simple little surgery.
Hey, I saw a cane.
Hey, Kane made to Tel Divas, and Natty enjoys her banana. Hey, it's Titus.
Holler. Shit.
Oh, Titus.
Sassy Titus is awesome.
Uh-huh. Like, my man bought a gun. Bought a bunch of guns. Like, it's all good.
Oh, God, he bought more than one.
She feels disrespected. That's her main problem. He bought it before talking, you know, mention it.
The Usos, like, they're like, Nanny, you don't need a gun. TJ, get the damn cats.
Right? Apparently, that is very out of control.
She would, though.
Mm-hmm.
Money in the bank, y'all. Money in the bank. I think we're about to get a Wyatt. Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, he's not the champion anymore.
Yeah. Hey, it's Daniel Bryan on the Oh, no.
Oh, we're going to get Bo.
Maybe.
Yes, we're going to get Bo.
Maybe. Daniel Bryan's going, yes, for the crowd. Bryan's going to be out longer. It's very gut-wrenching that he's going to be out longer. And this is where we all went. So, when are you going to come back? I don't know. Maybe? I don't know. I'm afraid I've got some bad news. He doesn't know when he's going to be back. And, yeah, it's legit. They were talking about him doing another surgery.
Yep.
Oh, they're not showing Bo. Oh.
Fail.
Apparently he's, you know.
Bree's coming around to the surgery.
She is. He's vowing to win the title when he comes back. Yes. Goes the fans.
Surprise entered in the rumble. There he is, right there.
Uh-huh. Pretty much. Now we have a plane. We're going to Los Angeles.
So we're back with Arion. It's really sad that we could tell who we're with based on where they are.
Yeah, I know. You know, the brother's not listening to anyone, so they're just driving around at this point. We're going to go. Apparently, Cameron has friends who know ex-gang members named Tattoo. Wonder why his
Holy
name.
Holy shit!
I wonder why his name is Tattoo. You know, I have no idea why. It's
wow.
Do we have an intervention, basically, now? I can't take this dude seriously. Like, I can't take him seriously. I'm sorry.
His face is literally covered in tattoos.
I can't.
His nose ring is, like, in the center.
And he's missing teeth.
Which, again, nothing, not judging, but yeah, it's just kind of hard to.
I can't take him seriously.
This is.
Dude's like, you know, someone had a special birthday party for, like, you can't live past 24, gang is real and stuff, and it was bringing up, you know, you can be shot at any time, if you hang with your homies, you can be at crowds, and, yeah, I can't take this dude seriously, alright?
Okay, as we go to break, we need to talk about this.
Right, like, he may have been saying the best of advice to the dude, and he may have. I'm just sitting here, like, it's like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where it's, and this is not a shot at the dude at all, because I don't want him to come find me. But, yeah, it's just when your face is covered in tattoos, and obviously you've had your teeth modified to look like fangs, and you have a nose ring right in the center. You know, it's a little hard that you just kind of stand there and stare agape, because you don't see that every day. But yeah, the dude's given some good advice, where it's basically, look, this is what you want to be. You want to be tough. You want to be in a gang. This is what it's like. This is the life, and you don't have a long life expectancy if you're in a gang. You know, basically, he said you can get popped at any time. You can be sitting there, you know, you can be sitting here with us talking, and somebody can walk up and just shoot you, and that'd be it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's like. You know, basically, it's like, is this what you want? Because, you know, he was like, these people, they don't give a crap about you. They don't care. Something happens to you, they're not going to give a shit.
Pretty much.
And it's like, you know, your mom and your sister, they care about you. They don't want anything to happen to you. You know, so it's kind of interesting that it's like they're already taking it this far where it's like they're doing an intervention unless it's just, it's been a problem for a while. And it's, okay, well, this is what we need to do.
Yeah, that's probably that's the main deal. It's probably been a problem for a while, so they want to nip it in the bud before it becomes a big deal.
Yes, as we come back from break and we're back in LA with Tattoo and the boys.
I'm gonna act all tough with my tattoo on my face, yo. You ain't built for this life, homie. Look at my face. I got tattoos because I've been cool, Holmes. But cool. Chico. Now we're hearing from Chico, another ex-gang member. Hey, yo, Chico. You're going to jail or you're going to die if you go down the path you're going, basically.
There is no in-between.
Bizarre? Respect your mom, kid. Now Cameron's crying. About to talk about her mother. She cares for him. Stop showing his face, please. Cameron's like, you got to graduate high school, kid. Do it, kid. Do it.
Well, basically, it's we love you, we're concerned about you, and we don't want anything to happen to you.
Yeah. Hey, it's Brian and Bree. All the pharmacies live. It's White and Wood, you know. He can't even hang a picture.
That's really scary.
Because he can't hold anything over 5 pounds over his head. Bree's like, you should think about surgery. He's like, shh.
Basically, she's pushing for him to get the surgery done, and he's like, no, I don't want to do it.
All right, then. Oh, okay. I just, yeah.
As we go to break, I don't even know where to start. Brian, get the damn surgery.
Brian, get the damn surgery, and please don't put tattoo back on this show. That's all I got.
Well, you know, okay. Like no. We were saying before, I can understand how and why they're doing that. Is they're trying to stop it before it becomes a serious problem, before he joins a gang, before he even considers it. Because you see him sitting there. He's trying to act all tough. He's trying to think that he's such a badass. And it's like, you got guys who've been there. You know, personally, Tattoo is a very terrifying-looking man.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
But, and you've got he's standing there looking at the kid going, I went that path. I did that. And I regret everything I ever did. And the other two were the same way, is don't, you're making a mistake, don't do this. And then it's basically Cameron's like, if anything were to happen to you, mom would not be able to keep together. We would not be able to go on. We love you that much. We don't want anything to happen to you. Please don't do this. Please reconsider what you're doing. Which is fair.
It is.
And it's they're trying to help him. They're trying to convince him not to make a mistake. Because once you go that route, it's very difficult. I shouldn't say there is no going back, but it's very difficult to go back.
No, once you're really deep in gangs, there's no out. You're in it for life. And at that moment, you may think you're out, but they'll drag you back in. Or you may just become a victim because someone thinks you're associated with them still, not knowing you're out.
Yeah. And they're really trying to protect him and save him. And so, you know, you have to applaud them for trying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really
yeah.
Making an effort and trying.
Yeah. But I can't take that too seriously.
I can take him seriously. I wouldn't want to meet him in a dark alley.
In a dark alley? No. No. No.
That is one big scary dude.
Yeah. Put on TV? Not so much.
Not so much. But yeah. You know, and in terms of Brian and Bree, it's... Again, it's... You heard the doctor. It's a very simple, very easy surgery. It's something of we can just move the nerve. And we move it over, and all you have to do is wait for the skin to heal. That's it. That's all you have to wait for, which is, what, 2-3 weeks?
Maybe a little bit longer. I think it was like 6 weeks.
But even still, 6 weeks? Rather than suffering through it and suffering through the pain and having to deal with it, I just, again, it's, I understand and I respect his choice to want to rehab it naturally. But my mom kind of has a similar problem. It's not as bad as Brian's. But she experiences numbness and the tingling feeling due to a nerve in her arm. Mm-hmm. And she's tried rehabbing it. She's tried rehabbing it now for months, and it's not working. It's just simply not working, and she's in pain every day because of it, and it's getting to the point where she's probably going to have surgery. There is no other option to fix it. So it's like, in some cases, just some problems cannot be solved through rehab or any other recourse. Sometimes you just have to, you have to let them cut you open. There is no other choice.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, like, what is it? Okay, so it's building on a theme. It's like, what is this with WWE talent not wanting to get surgery done?
I don't know.
I don't know either. As we come back from break and we're in LA again with Cameron and the fam, I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of stubborn people. That's all I've got to say.
Oh, her sister's so cute.
So Quinn apparently hasn't said much since everything happened. He's very quiet. She's like, "You still mad at me?" And he's not saying a word. And now Quentin's apologizing. His mom's like, "Yeah, we know you're okay, that's all." He's like, "Thank you for caring," but you can see it's painful for him to say all this.
Yeah, basically they're like, "Do it for the damn cameras."
Right? Just fake it, will you? Fake it. You're like, "I know you take time out of work to do it. Go back to work and do good."
Basically, send the money back. Send the money back.
Send me some money. Now we're in Orlando, Florida.
Back with Eva and Jonathan, I bet. Yep.
Called it. Yes. He's heard the food here has been bomb. You've been here for, you know. I've heard. And she's not happy, and, you know, he keeps making big decisions without consulting her, and now she's expressing her feelings, and, yeah, that sort of thing. As we continue on with some more feelings.
Yeah, basically, it's, dude, you kind of screwed me over just a little bit here.
Kind of screwed the pooch. It's very extremely dangerous. This is the beginning of our marriage, and this is how it's going to go, you know. It's a problem, you know. She's like, "I'm not going to be one of these guys that let you be the man, just run the show. That's not going to happen, you know. We got to work together, basically."
And that's a fair statement.
He apologizes. He's like, "We don't get to talk much because we're on different time zones." And he's always been around guns, always had guns, I guess. His reasoning was to protect her, and he doesn't want to feel like I'm making decisions without you. She's like, "Yeah, his heart's in the right place."
Yeah, his heart was in the right place, but you know that they're getting a dog.
He doesn't want a dog. She's like, "Maybe I'll go out and get a dog anyway. Without you, you know, that sort of thing." Now we're in Phoenix, Arizona.
Here's the thing. Him saying, "Oh, well, you're in different time zones," that's a cop-out. You know what? Call her and leave her a voicemail.
Right?
She will call you back.
He's just letting his hair grow.
He's a wild. Jesus.
Like, he had the shortest... When she first met him, he had all the short hair. Now she met Brayden, and like, long hair, long beard. Simple life with a simple man. Now they're talking about the surgery, and, you know, like, doctors want to do surgery, and he's like, he wants to do less invasive things first, and then go to surgery.
There you go, Mom. There you go.
They're now talking about John's injuries and how he keeps coming back from surgeries. He's like, "My health is my responsibility. You know, people don't understand what I'm going through." They believe in Eastern medicine, and, you know, they're in a tough place right now. She doesn't want to force him, but, you know, she's going to support him, but in her mind, she's like, get the surgery. He thinks it doesn't make sense to move a nerve over and completely rewire your body. So that's basically the deal there. And a lot of drama is going down next week.
Oh, we have a bachelorette party next week. Oh, yes.
And more drama between Natty and TJ. So there's that to look forward to.
So, yeah, basically in terms of even the gun, it's, you know, you're in different time zones and you're everywhere and this and that. You know what, dude? Call her and leave her a voicemail. It's really not that hard. If you say, hey, I really need to talk to you about something, guess what? She will call you, and she will talk to you about it. Or you can wait till she gets home and talk to her about it when she gets home, if it's really that important. But, like, don't like, just make the decision and then bring it home and think that she's going to be okay with it.
Right.
Like, if a guy did that to me, and it's like, oh, hey, you know, I went out and bought a gun. It's like, wait, what? No, did you think? You know, did you consult me on this at all and ask if I wanted one in the house? You know, it's like, if you asked, I'd probably be okay with it. But, you know, it's like, maybe you ask first. Because when you bring a gun into a house, there's, you know, a whole new set of problems that arise with that. Where do you keep it? Who takes care of it? Who looks after it? If you have kids, where do you hide it so the kids don't get hold of it? You know, there's all those factors you have to think about, and they don't have to worry about that now, especially with the kids. But it's, again, it's like the other reason of him wanting to protect her. She's gone, dude. She's not there. So that's, again, cop out. But I think we also need to talk about bringing Brian and Dorcha's Brian.
Get the surgery, Brian.
Get the surgery, dude. I respect him wanting to do the least invasive thing first. I completely respect and acknowledge and understand that. But there's something about, it's not necessarily rewiring your body, but if you're moving, just the shifting the nerve from where it is to another spot,
it may help your body.
It may help your body. It may do what it needs to do for your body to allow you to continue to do what you love. Because here's the thing,
or at the very least, live a normal life.
Or live a normal life where you don't have a sudden shooting pain down your arm and you can't hold anything. I mean, even he has to acknowledge that not being able to lift anything above 5 pounds over his head isn't normal.
No, it's not. It really isn't. It really isn't. That's kind of scary.
So it's like, you have to, you know, what happens when you and Bree have kids and you can't hold your kids?
And that's the, yeah. So, that's totally,
you know, just, you know, there's a whole series of questions, and it's like, again, I respect that he doesn't want to do surgery, and I think at this point he doesn't have to have the second surgery. I think whatever he's done or whatever they've done,
or, no, this is the decision he's made. He's made it to go this direction.
So, okay, yeah, so they decided not to get the surgery.
It appears he's decided not to go through surgery, and apparently the rehab's working for now.
But it's working at a slower pace for now.
Yeah, for now it's working. Again, what we've outlined on the show before is exactly what they've been outlining. They had to do surgery on his elbow, and he didn't want it. He wanted to do this rehab. And if this rehab works, tremendous. Again, it was supposed to be like a 3-month rehab, and you would know more in November. Well, if November comes and he still has trouble,
yeah, then it's gonna get interesting, because, you know, obviously, because here's the thing about this whole deal was, originally he was supposed to be gone 4 to 6 weeks. We're now entering month two. Month three.
He was out. He went out in May, right after May 4th or something.
Okay, so May 4th to October 9th. So 5 months?
Something like that, yeah. He was supposed to be back the worst case scenario, he was supposed to be back at Battleground.
Yeah, so he's now entering month 5 of this, and Brian gets surgery. Just because even you know, his mother-in-law is like, you could be back in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, you could be back in the ring. You could be back doing what you want to do. And like I said, I understand he wants sympathy, but I think people are empathetic, but people also are kind of looking at this from the financial perspective of Bree's the only one working, and even then, Bree isn't working full time. Brian's sitting at home, and Brian's spot that he had when he left is steadily slipping away. And like we said at the top of the show, it's not going to be there when he gets back. He's going to have to start pretty much from the ground up again in terms of trying to get back to where he was. And he won't have the fan support behind him again, but it's something of, are they really going to do that twice?
Pretty much, yeah. And that's what everyone's really banking on at this point. Are they going to get behind him once again? And you don't know. And again, here's the thing. And this is going all along a different tangent. And I promise, we won't tangent much.
We don't have clips, so we have to cover for something.
Yeah, we have to cover for something. With what's been going on with Brie Bella on TV lately, she's been using the Yes Chant. Now, WWE's mind is like, now it's the Yes Chant that's over. Was Daniel Bryan really over, or was it the chant?
Right.
And with Brie getting the crowd last couple weeks on Raw behind her and doing the Yes Chant, it's more looking like maybe it was the Yes Chant, not Daniel Bryan.
And like I said, with them looking for that next top star, and they have people that are in better shape than Bryan, on the rise, they're younger than Bryan, they have the longevity and the time on their side, WWE may shift their focus from Daniel Bryan to one of those younger guys, because it's like, hey, we can get 10, 15 years out of this guy, or we can get 5 to 10 out of Daniel Bryan, because realistically, they can probably get 5 good more years out of Daniel Bryan, and depending on what his health actually is, and pushing 10. Because if he has neck issues, that's going to shorten his career by quite a lot. He's not going to be wrestling into his mid to late 40s like guys like Kane and The Undertaker did. And even then, The Undertaker stopped wrestling full time, I think, when he was like 45 or 46.
And even then, every year he was taking time off.
And even then, every year he was taking time off to the point that he was only working one show a year. Because his health was just that bad, you know, in terms of his body, it just was that messed up that he just couldn't manage anymore. So it's like they don't want Brian to get to that point. So it's like they're, you know, when you've got guys, you know, just as an example, like Bray Wyatt, he's 27. Bo Dallas, he's 25. You know, Dean Ambrose is in his 20s. Roman Reigns is in his 20s. Seth Rollins is in his 20s. You've got guys that are young that, you know, some of them have been out on the indies. Some of them are a little banged up, but they're not worse for the wear. And if they take care of them and if they look out for them like they've started to in WWE, they can make them last longer to the point where they're not going to break down as quick. And they can get more time and more money out of them, so they can really take their time to build that next star and have them around like they've had John Cena. Because John Cena, when he came in, he was in his 20s, and they built him as that star, and they've had him for 12 years as that star.
Right, and Hunter right now is building his crop of guys, and Daniel Bryan's in a position where he's not really a Vince McMahon guy, and he's really not a Hunter guy. He's sort of an in-between guy. He's a fans guy. And when Hunter's building his own crop of people, and you're not active, Hunter's crop will overtake you any day of the week.
Yeah, they've got their eye on Roman Reigns, and they've got their eye on him really hard. And if Roman doesn't work out, like I said, Dean Ambrose is in the wings rating. They're already looking at him. They're seeing as him as maybe the next Stone Cold. You have Seth Rollins as well. You know, down in NXT, Fergal Devitt's down there. Sami Zayn is down there. Kevin Steen is down there. Kenta is down there. And, you know, Adrian, and that's not even, you know, considering Adrian Neville and Tyler Breeze and everyone else in the main event scene down there. Like you said, Hunter's got his guys, and they're being poised to come up and be the potential next top star for the company because they have that level of talent down there that any one of those guys could easily fill that spot and not have a problem. So it's something of, it's like, if you want your spot, if you really want it that badly, you need to come back and you need to get it before these guys start coming up. Because here's the thing, Hunter's going to start bringing up that next group. There's a group that is fast-tracked. They're coming. They're seriously coming. I would expect to see Sami Zayn probably at the start of 2015.
By WrestleMania, yeah.
Yeah, I would expect to see him on the main roster. The Ascension are set to come up. Please don't put them with Bray Wyatt. Adrian Neville will probably be up soon.
Yeah.
Kenta will probably be up by WrestleMania. Fergal Devitt will probably be up by WrestleMania. I mean, just, yeah, there is a whole crop of guys that are coming. Never mind the ones that are already on the main roster and already making their mark and already getting management's attention. And the thing is management is going to push who they like. And if they don't like you and they like somebody better than you, then guess what? That dude's getting the push. Just pointing that out. So yeah, you know, all those factors weigh in. And it's not, again, this isn't disrespect to Brian, but it's something of, you got to look at this as a business. You've got to look at this, you know, really as this is your job. This is your life. This is your livelihood that you're playing with. And just because you were in this spot 5-6 months ago doesn't mean you're going to be in that spot when you come back in another 2 to 3 months. Because there's no timeline for Brian to return. At this point, nobody is expecting to see him before Royal Rumble. At least I'm not.
I don't expect him before the Rumble either.
So, we'll just have to wait to see, but...
After that tangent...
After that tangent, sorry, we don't have clips. They don't work this week, so we had to fill something, but... So you get a little discussion here on the, you know, the Rack Extra.
There you go.
So, but, you know, as for Total Divas, Episode 5, I think we're done.
We're done, and next week, two episodes.
Two episodes, yes, they're overloading us with Total Divas, so make sure that, you know, next week you pay attention for Episode 6 and Episode 7, and week after that, Episode 8 and Episode 9.
Yeah. It's like, bam, here's your episode. So, you know, stay tuned a lot. They're giving us a lot more work.
Yeah, yeah. So you're going to be seeing a lot more of us in the next coming weeks. That's either a good thing or a bad thing, depending on if you like this show.
Us, tweet us at Wild Talk Radio. Post it to the show.
But until then, I say we get out of here. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!